The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All right, this is one of those subtle brow supporters. Tons of misinformation in your interview. 17 or 19 was a number thrown out with no proof and accepted with no fact checking.
I don't care. Is it more than, is it one?
There's no way of knowing how many. Frankly,
yeah. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. And guys, if you want to continue to defend the guy, this isn't the place to do it because
you won't win here.
You're not going to. We did not talk about Chris Sale going to the Red Sox.
The Chris Sale for Alex Bregman discussion is over. He was the best thing available.
As far as the Astros are concerned, obviously they have the stance that they're not trading Alex Bregman in any deal, which I would not have him on my no-trade list. In fact, I would have Lance McCullers on my no-trade list before I would have Alex Bregman. But that's okay. That's
the Astros' no-trade list should be Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa. Stop.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed that. You missed Jong exploding from both ends. You missed us talking about being violated. All kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
If you like the stuff part of the show, the first 45 minutes today is for you.
There's plenty of stuff.
Yeah, and
some sports.
Well, we did sports really the last segment of the first hour. And then we did a lot of sports in the 5 o'clock hour, just until the vagina tasing or stun gunning, whichever it was, which Lauren the Aggie says a taser is worse because the barbs are farther apart and therefore electricity runs through your body at a longer distance.
There you go.
I don't think I'm going to be...
I think Lauren's a cop.
Well, there it is. That's a, now we know.
I didn't know that.
All right, we'll grab some phone calls here in a second, but we did not get to talk about the Heisman finalists. It did come out on the show yesterday, but we were in the middle of the Quentin Demps hour. So I thought there was one notable omission from the five finalists. I'd be curious to see what you think.
I thought there were two notable omissions.
Okay.
And someone said, well, who would you take off the list? And it was very easy for me.
Okay.
So if you didn't hear, which by now you should have heard, the finalists were Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Dede Westbrook, and Jabril Peppers. I said I would have taken off Dede Westbrook, as good of a season as he had. I would have taken him off. I would have taken Jabril Peppers off. And I would have added Jake Browning.
Yeah, Browning is the one that I thought was the most notable.
And I would have added Deontay Foreman. And Foreman would have been mostly a formality because there's no way he's going to win. When you play on a team that bad, you can't win the Heisman.
Right.
But when you rush for 2,000 yards in a season, I mean, what is the standard here? I mean, that's he blew out some of the numbers of past Heisman Trophy winners, and he's not even getting an invite to New York City. That seems odd to me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me because the team was so bad. But I think I would have definitely had Browning in there over Peppers. And yeah, I wouldn't argue with you much on that. To me, I still think it's, even though he faded late, the numbers that Lamar Jackson put up were just too much to overcome.
Now, that guy is, to me, and if I had a vote, so if you had a vote, Lamar Jackson would be your vote?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson would be my vote.
Mine would have been for Jake Browning, and he's not even a finalist. The guy lost one game. He put 40-something touchdowns. I mean, he took care of the ball all year. It really bothers me.
I agree he should be one of the finalists, and he'd probably get my second vote. But the numbers that Jackson put up were just so ridiculous that, you know, even though they faded late, he just had such an amazing, not just passing the ball, but running the ball. And I mean, it was just a sick amount of yards and touchdowns, especially touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, but I would have had Browning as my second choice, most likely, and then Deshaun Watson third. I don't think you need to go any more finalists than that, frankly. I think you could have gone with those three, but not how they went.
Yeah, I thought it was odd. I actually think Baker Mayfield had a really good year. I think it's a bad call. I mean, Baker Mayfield, I think, had the highest passer rating in the history of college football this year, which I didn't believe that number when I first heard it, but I believe it's true. I think having his wide receiver in the same conversation is going to really hurt him when it comes to getting any kind of votes. So I thought that was strange. And Jabril Peppers, I get it. And if you watch Michigan play, Jabril Peppers is an impact player. There's no question he's an impact player. But when you're going to put a defensive player in that Heisman finalist group, you better have some big numbers to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And his numbers not only aren't big, they're pretty mediocre numbers-wise. Now, again, I don't think he's a mediocre player. I think he's a fantastic player, but he just doesn't have the numbers. And it's hard to build numbers from the linebacker spot unless it's tackles, and he doesn't have big tackle numbers. It's a tough sell to me to put that guy in as a finalist, as good as he is.
281 says, Peppers played defense and offense. When was the last time we've seen that? Charles Woodson 2.0. Oh, a couple years ago when Miles Jack played running back and linebacker for UCLA and had an incredible season. So it's not that rare. Squeeze in some phone
calls. Again, I'm not saying that he's not good. I think he is good. And I know everyone coming into the season, he was expected to play a huge role on offense. 27 rushing attempts.
Yeah, that's...
And two receptions. So that means he touched the ball 29 times on offense. So let's slow down with he was like a... That he's 2.0. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he was barely involved in the offense.
He got a lot of hype early.
And he finally took a kick return back late in the season. So he had one punt return for a touchdown all year. He just did not put up the numbers that were expected of him. One punt return touchdown, three rushing touchdowns, and I mean his defensive numbers, they're just not there. 66 tackles, 13 for a loss. Those are nice numbers. One interception, one pass deflection.
Yeah,
those are nice numbers, but they're not Heisman numbers. I'm sorry, they're just not. And again, guy's very good. If you watch him play eye test, he's one of the best defensive players in the country. But this is one. It almost seems like now they're trying to force a defensive player in every year.
And
it just shouldn't be that way. When Ndamukong Suh was on the chart, I understood it because
I listened.
Ndamukong Suh made sense.
He was incredible. He made an impact on the game like we haven't seen from a defensive tackle in forever.
Yeah,
and that guy deserved to be in that conversation. Well, he's a great player, but that doesn't mean Heisman. And I think when you go and look at it, you make a pretty good case for Baker Mayfield, but how do you have two finalists from one team?
I don't get that. I don't like that.
Jay King said Chris Gamble did it. Dory Jackson, better two-way player. I think the best two-way player for me was Miles Jack because they moved him from linebacker and he just went absolutely – they put him at running back that year because they had injuries. And he went off, man. And he was still playing defense when they were doing that. He played one game where he played all running back, and then they had a game where they had him doing both. And later in his career, they just stuck with him at linebacker. Let's grab some calls here. Let's try Michael. What's up, Michael?
Yes, how you doing? I just wanted to say that they always talk about the team wins and things like that. Heisman's just an individual award. It's not the team. Doesn't matter how bad the player is. Because the one person that's putting up all the rushing yards, 2,000 yards, he can't play every position. It's the individual award. I agree with you. He should have been there.
I agree. I do think that at some point, and specifically with quarterbacks, win-loss record has something to do with it. To me, it becomes less of a factor when you're not talking about quarterbacks. And again, I would never give Deontay Foreman the trophy at the end of it because you played on a 5-7 team. But I do think with what he did this season, what he accomplished, and how difficult it is to rush for 2,000 yards, particularly in this day and age in college football, I would have at least given that dude a ticket to New York.
See, while I agree in principle that it's an individual award, that's not how they vote. If your team's not any good, Bob Griffin was really the first one
on a bad team.
He wasn't on a bad team. They were like 8-4, I think.
Right.
But they weren't on a team that was a national title contender. And I like that they finally switched from basically we're going to give the award to the unbeaten quarterback who, basically he's on the best team. So that's who's going to – or basically Alabama running back.
Yeah.
You just default to Alabama running back. And I like that they did that. And I think Johnny Manziel was able to do that for the same reason, was because that's the way they actually started approaching things. And, I like that better. And that's why I think that, a guy like, Lamar Jackson, who's on a 9-3 team, which was in the national conversation, is a better choice than a lot of guys that we've seen simply because I think he had an outstanding season, and that's what we're looking for. So I think you can be good. You can't be the one thing you can't be is you can't be on a bad team and then have a couple of bad games. If you put up great numbers like he did and have a couple bad games, you might still win it.
Now I will say this. There is precedent for a running back like this not to be a finalist, because this isn't the first time. Tevin Coleman ran for more yards than Deontay Foreman did, and he finished 7th in the voting, did not get an invite, was not a finalist. But then, remember Andre Williams from Boston College? He was on a bad team, and he ended up being a finalist. I mean, I guess it's they pick and choose when it's okay, but I don't really understand what that's the other thing about the Heisman. It's hard to nail down what the criteria is, and until you can do that, I mean, it's very subjective.
It seems to be different every year. But and somebody saying, well, didn't Patrick Mahomes have better stats than Lamar Jackson? Not on the ground, he didn't. I mean, Lamar Jackson had, I think, 62 touchdowns this year, if I'm not mistaken. But, you can't – and plus, if you play for a Texas Tech or somebody like that and put up big numbers, your team better be good because everybody does that. And even with Oklahoma, those guys always seem to put up numbers.
They do. But I still say the biggest snub is Jake Browning, who 46 touchdowns, and it's a guy who put up 3,280 yards this year. To me, those numbers, you just can't pretend like they don't exist.
52 touchdowns on
Jackson,
yeah,
but okay,
still pretty solid.
Yeah, that's very
good. No, I think Browning
and 7 interceptions for Jake Browning
for a team that lost one game that made the playoff, which is a combination of what we're talking about. It's both the best quarterback on one of the contending teams, and it's a guy who put up really good numbers.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be back. I think he's a guy that has a chance to...
Well, and that's the other thing. He's a sophomore. So it's... They typically don't like to give love to those younger guys. But if you're going to put in... You're going to put in Deshaun Watson, who threw 15 interceptions on another one-loss team and not put in Jake Browning.
See, and I think Watson should be in there, but I wouldn't put him in over Browning.
And
I'd agree with that.
I'll also say this. Deshaun Watson, and I know the guy can run. He did not run like he did last year. He had less than half the rushing yards he had last year. He had half the rushing touchdowns he had last year. Him getting this nod over Jake Browning is a reputation call.
Yeah. Well, and I told you all along it was going to be hard for Browning because he's on the West Coast.
Yep.
And he's not a USC
guy.
He's
not a USC. If you're not on the West Coast, if you're at the West Coast and you're not at USC or Oregon, people don't pay attention.
Yeah, and some of these arguments that people make are all very valid arguments, but the reality is you have to think in terms of how the voters think and how the voters think historically. And that's a big part of all this. A lot of these guys don't want to think about it after mid-November. They already gave it to Lamar Jackson. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But you could bet on all that, of course. You know where you can do it, mybookie.lv. The best part about MyBookie, man, you win. Unlike a lot of these sites, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. And I got so frustrated with some of the other sites I was dealing with where they were trying to send me checks that I wouldn't be able to cash for months. And I'd sit there and wait and wait and wait. And they'd sure take your money fast, but boy, they didn't want to pay you. That's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website, real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time. And for my friends who like horse racing, they have a full race book as well. Fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Right now, if you want to get in on MyBookie, they'll match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
In my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle, where I wrote this, what I'm saying. In my cubicle.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. One says sports fellas down here at China Garden getting ready for SmackDown. Great egg rolls. Thanks for the recommendation.
There you go.
Told you. You know who else at SmackDown?
Yeah, Mike Liebeschock's in the front row at SmackDown.
He's been tweeting about this all afternoon. He's stoked, man. I didn't know this was a...
I didn't know he was a pro wrestling guy.
Seems pretty excited about it. So, good for him. Hope you guys have fun down there. Chance says, just saw the prostate video. Fred's facial expressions alone were priceless. I have not gone back and watched the look on my face yet. But I can say that... They probably were pretty entertaining for you guys. Yeah. It was, hey, man, as long as we entertained everybody, as long as you guys got a laugh out of it and got the message that you need to get it done, then it was worth it.
Plus,
yeah, that one was better. That one was much better, I have to admit. But so you can tell the person who'd done it before, right? From those two expressions?
Yeah.
But no, it was if you missed all that, it's on the podcast, the 4 o'clock hour, and just want to thank Man Centers once again for participating in that. And, that's a cool place. And if I have to get any other man stuff done, that's where I'll go. Plus a lot closer to my place than I thought it was. So let's squeeze in a call. Lenny, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, I just want to agree with you guys about preppers on the Heisman, on this Heisman, you know, candidacy, whatever you want to call it, his finalists. But he wasn't even the best player in the Big Ten on defense. He was named the Big Ten Player of the Year when, I'm an Ohio State fan. Ohio State defensive back Malik Hooker had the same amount of tackles, 6 interceptions, and 3 of them were for a touchdown. So I think Peppers is living on his hype at the beginning of the season, and that's about it. And I'll hang up and listen.
I think that happens with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing new. I think Marshon Lattimore is another guy who from Ohio State that you could make a pretty decent argument for. And their team sucked, but Malik McDowell, who is a defensive lineman at Michigan State, is fantastic as well. But so often, at least in those conference player of the year discussions, you'll have something like that happen where a guy gets by on reputation. But as a Heisman finalist, okay.
Yeah, there's a couple guys on Alabama if you're going to make a case there, which that's the interesting part to me. Maybe the best Alabama team ever.
Yeah.
Certainly in that discussion. Where's their finalists?
You don't have one.
And I think they had some deserving guys, but they didn't have the one running back that you could look at and say, oh, this guy has
right.
to be it.
They didn't have Mark Ingram. They didn't have right. Derrick Henry. They didn't have Julio Jones. I mean, they had and maybe that's why their team is so good, because
they seem to have three or four of those.
Yeah, they are just so balanced that it's hard to make a big case for any one guy. But their team, to me, top to bottom, is as good as anyone. And the other thing, a lot of where they're the best at are the positions where you're never going to get a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Right.
The defensive line, secondary, is just not going to happen. But that's not to say that, they haven't. And here's the other thing. Their running backs, it's been a committee all year long. So there hasn't been that one guy who's been scoring a bunch of touchdowns. Our Darius Stewart and Calvin Ridley, it's really hard to choose who the number one is for as far as receivers. And Jalen Hurts is a young guy who put up solid numbers, but not Heisman numbers. And so I think they're right not to do it, but you're right. I mean, it's funny that there's such a dominant team with no clear-cut guy.
Did you see this video of the dude punching the kangaroo?
I did. The kangaroo deserved it, too.
He had it coming.
Don't jack with a man's dog.
No, and he had the dog in a headlock and was kicking the dog.
Bully.
And then dude drops a punch on him, and then...
I think Melania Trump is anti-bullying, so I think she approved of that.
Well, it was funny because they square off like they're going to box, and then the dude lands a punch.
if he punched the kangaroo in the face.
Yeah.
Hey, Jong, you okay in there?
Yeah. I should rest my head a little bit.
Did you throw? You're not gonna fall asleep on
no.
All right, can I make a suggestion just for future reference?
Dude, they're laying down.
Yeah,
take the day off, bro.
Yeah, if you missed it, and Jong is just sick as hell, has no business being here, and can't go home because there's nobody to replace him. So here's what I'm going to humbly suggest, because I'm sure there's gonna come a time when you poo yourself again, because it apparently happens a lot. But I think AJ and I need to learn how to run the thing in there so that the next time you can't find somebody to replace us, one of us can sit in there and do that stuff.
I'll just get Barry to do it.
Well, fine, but you can't be coming in here when you're this sick. And
I'm fine.
No, you're not fine. And I get you're a trooper, but you look like you were going to die this morning. You couldn't even get off the couch. You're not supposed to be working. And you promised us you weren't coming in. That Tyler was going to do it.
Yeah, but there was nobody cover his shift.
Well, that's what we got to fix. We have to have an emergency contingency so that you just don't have to come to work and do this when you've got, when you're vomiting and pooing. It's not good for anybody. And I really hope this is food poisoning, because if you make all of us sick.
No, it's food poisoning.
Okay. Well.
It better be.
Yeah. If I wake up tomorrow doing that, there's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Literally. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Okay, if you have not tweeted yet, last chance. Bedrock City Comic Company gift card, $25 in T-shirt. You have to tweet at Degenerates975. Pick a superhero or supervillain of the week and their superpower. We'll pick a winner. And just tag Bedrock City Comics. John, do we have some entries, or are you dying on me?
No, we got some good entries.
Okay. Are there any about you?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Okay.
There's a couple.
Ike says, confession, I'm too a wrestling fan. Ain't ashamed to say it. My wife thinks I'm lame. I have no problem with wrestling fans, because, as I've always said, to me, it's no different than geeking out over Game of Thrones, which I do. So... if that's what you're into, that's what you're into. I'm not going to make fun of you. A lot of my friends are into it. It's not for me, but dragons and little people and naked blondes aren't for everybody either. So it's just, nothing to be embarrassed about at this point, I think.
I just always am surprised at some people who are into it. I know Mike Leibashock's damn near 50 years old.
Well, I know a lot of guys that are my age that Love that stuff. So,
all right, guys. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a breath or a blood test. And if your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, do not despair. Don't fret. Even if you still failed the breath or blood test, there's still hope. A lot of things you should know about those tests. The breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The machine isn't even warranted fit for breath testing humans. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys that evidence, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. It's not the end of the world to fail this test. Same with the blood test. There's a lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing, like the fact that they're not testing your actual blood. It's not like a medical doctor's test. They're testing the air above it. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in, guys. He is a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston, Texas. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010. For attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 936 says, Medicare, food poisoning is usually not from the last thing you ate. It usually comes 24-plus hours after the food that caused it.
Yeah, what'd you eat the day before yesterday?
I don't know.
What'd you have for dinner two nights ago? You don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
You go out to eat a lot.
No, not anymore.
You need more home-cooked meals in your life.
Not anymore.
Teresa cook?
Yeah.
She a good cook?
Yeah. But no, I mean, we both had the same thing for dinner, so for both nights. I can't remember what we had the other night, but no. I think it was a soup.
All right.
Okay. I'm just going with the medic said. Brian is a he knows what he's talking about. Let's go to Brian. See what he has to say.
Whoops.
You just hung up on Brian?
Yeah, sorry. I told him. Call back, Brian.
Yeah. You should have taken the day off. You're a mess.
Is that Boosh on? Is the other one? Let's get Boosh on.
Hey, sports boys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I want to know the over-under on the number of months before John poos himself. Again.
I think he'll be more careful next time he's in this situation. But he's also, clearly a person who's okay with pooing himself every once in a while.
No.
I'm going to set the number at 20 months from now.
Okay, I'm going to go under.
Okay.
Because I was going to put the number at 18.5.
Okay, well, there you have it.
So what happened, I remember what happened last time. I took a protein shake, and those don't sit well with me.
See, that's how I feel about my my pre-workout. Mm. It always makes me have to poop, and I always, sometimes I'll take my pre-workout at the house. And then I get to the gym, and sometimes I like to run a little bit to get warmed up before I lift.
Yeah.
And when I'm running and I've got that pre-workout in me, it is a little bit scary. Like, I might poop my pants. And I'm always scared to fart at the gym when I've taken the pre-workout.
Yeah, I had some stuff I was using that was really great, and it really pumped me up, and it cleared my mind and everything. But it also, it made my stomach hurt, so I had to quit using it. And it didn't make me do that. It was more of the opposite effect. And nobody wants to work out when they feel constipated. That's like the worst.
Constipated? Yeah, I've never had that
problem. Yeah, that was what was happening with it, so I had to stop using it. 713-780-ESPN. So, John, let's pick a winner of the Bedrock City Company gift card here.
So we're going to give it to, Ronnie Das Gym Rat. He said the John is the superhero sharp boy. Craps himself and still comes to work.
Yeah, a lot of people are impressed by that.
It was impressive.
Murky said, you're in there overachieving and pooing yourself at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a good job, man. So
I mean, it's not like I wanted to come in.
No, but
it was a last resort.
But you did send out a thing that was like, I'm all right.
Well, I felt okay this morning.
Well, let's do the timeline here. He sent his first email at 4:33 this morning.
Yep.
Because I was up when I got that. And then he says he's okay. Then he shows up and we see him and he's not okay. He had no business being there. He was nobody wanted to get within 10 feet of him. That's how bad he looked. And he promised us he wasn't coming in. What happens? Who's the first person I see when I walk in today? John.
John.
All right. So
he's a trooper. He's a soldier.
He's a trooper. But boy, if he infects all of us.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad.
And yeah, because I am not going to come in if I'm pooing and vomiting at the same time. Because that's no fun. That would suck. Hey, did you get I'm told you you were emailed the updated version of the winner. So it should be in
I didn't see it.
Check your GalMedia.com okay. email. Maybe check your spam. But that's a very, very cool poster. Let's squeeze in one more call. Is that Renee? What's up, Renee?
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you.
Hey, man. What do y'all think? Do y'all think Brock will, like, start playing Livermore better? Or do you think they should just switch him out with Tom Savage? Thank you.
Well, I mean, Tom Savage wasn't available last time. I know they're not going to. I mean, eventually he might, but right now they seem to be comfortable with what they're getting from him, or at least they're comfortable enough to not have any pressure on him. They don't seem
or they're lying and they just don't want to make the move.
Yeah,
one or the other. I think. The spit hits the fan this week because if they go in and lose to the Colts, their percentage chance of making the playoff goes down to about 8%. And if Osweiler can't come out and play well, then they're going to need him to.
Yeah.
And so if that doesn't happen at that point, you're looking at, hey, man, maybe we need to do something here for these last three games, try to win out and hope we get lucky. But I don't know. I haven't seen any sign out of the guy that he's going to become what they thought he was, despite what he comes out and says every week. 409 says, I don't have Twitter, but Teresa's a superhero for looking death in the face and
That's
laughing.
That's true.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. So
that is true. She could have easily left you last night. I mean, we wouldn't have really blamed her. I mean, it's you got to admit, Jong. That's a good woman to you told her you pooped your pants and she stuck with you. She stuck through it and still helped you. You got to respect that.
See, I don't want in that situation, I don't want anybody near me.
I don't either.
And
I'm not looking for
in
help.
In fact, I'm locking the door to the bathroom and saying, I'm cleaning this mess up myself first. Yeah. That's one of those things that there's just certain things I'm not willing to share. And knowing my wife, she'd walk in and then throw up on me and make it worse.
Yeah.
Then the whole thing's a mess. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And guys, you've heard me tell you about this great gift from Omaha Steaks. If you're looking for the perfect gift for someone who you don't know what to get them, hey, get them steaks. Can't go wrong with that. Or get them for yourself. It's actually a perfect gift for yourself, for anybody else. When we get these, we had a party with it, and we still had so much left over, and this was all under $50. So here's the perfect gift. Omaha Steaks for only $49.99. You can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 77% off. And people are all the time asking me, it's like, Fred, is that a good deal? Like, yeah, let me tell you what's there. And then they ask me, after that, once they find out what all's there, they ask me, do you really get all this stuff for under 50 bucks? Like, yep. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive just to the Blitzers. Here's what you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and just to make it even sweeter, four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, And add the family gift pack to your cart and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Hurry up. Don't wait till the last minute. You want those things to show up in time. That's omahasteaks.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by Glass Doctor.
That's right. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. So it's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
Wish they could fix
your pains.
Fix
my pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone says norovirus is going all over the Houston area right now. Same
what the
symptoms,
hell is that?
Same symptoms as Jong. I don't know. Let's grab George real quick, or is it Jorge? It's Jorge I'm going to go with.
Jorge!
Hola! Annyeonghaseyo!
That was pretty good.
So, here's the situation. Once upon a time, about 2 years ago, I had this great idea of stopping at a gas station and grabbing me a 3-inch enchilada plate. And it turned out to be food poisoning, which I went to work, neglected for about 2 weeks. Long story short, ended up moving to the nether regions, and now I only have I'm a one-nutter.
Oh, no. You lost ball?
Yeah, lost old lefty.
Boy. What do you got? You got a ball bearing there or something to make you look normal? Or what's the deal? What's it look like now?
Nah, dude, I'm like an old dude with lots of kids and a wife who doesn't care.
You're not worried about it, huh?
Nah. My Speedo is a little lopsided, but it's all good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. I would feel like my bag would be unbalanced. Does it affect you sexually in any way? Are you still able to perform? Oh, your phone sucks.
Now he's breaking up on us.
That's too bad.
Oh, well.
I was interested in that.
Yeah. Hell, I came real close to being a one-nutter myself.
Oh, yeah.
When I had that that torsion thing. If they hadn't have gotten to that when they did.
Man.
Yeah, I'd have been going solo.
All you guys playing it close.
Well, I didn't cause it.
Right, but you didn't prevent it.
Well, anything I could do.
I don't know.
But I didn't. I did go to the hospital. That's one of the few times in my life where I didn't mess around. I went to the hospital like within an hour after I got to where I couldn't stand up. Because you don't want to mess with your testicles.
No.
That's not something you're going to goof around with. If I have a sore arm or something or whatever, that's one thing. Sore stomach.
Yeah.
Throwing up.
You don't play around when it comes to your junk.
Nah, man. When it comes, yeah. That or chest pains.
Okay.
I start having chest pains, my ass is going to the emergency room.
If I poop my pants, I get concerned. That's when I start to worry.
Depends on how much alcohol I've had that caused it. So.
Oh, man. I love this show. Love it.
It has been an interesting show, to say the least. But I'm going to hope that this was purely food poisoning. Not that it matters to John, because he's sick. But because if he has passed on something to all of us, then there's going to be nobody here to do anything because he didn't even have a replacement for himself. So he will have made the possible replacement sick and he will have made us sick. And Barry and probably Joel and the entire station. This would be an epidemic. We can't have it. I do have a hey man bleep that, but I don't know if we have enough time left. I think I might have talked too much.
I saw this this poster.
Yeah?
Our superhero poster.
You happy with it?
Yeah,
it
looks pretty good.
Yeah, a couple of little tweaks on it, but Jong has what should be the final version. And
I don't know how I feel about what are those horns coming out of my head?
Well, it's probably something you've earned.
I think it's because you're a beast.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And I can't read any of the stuff that it says about us. So
well,
it could say it has tiny balls.
Well, it probably does. But if you...
It's bothersome.
Well, do you not have a big version of it? Where are you looking at it?
I'm looking at what Jong posted on the Facebook page.
If you just... Well, okay.
Like you can't.
Well, the one I have was sent to me directly, so I blew it up and looked
you've got
at
like
it.
A high quality version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. That's the version he emailed me. So he might be sending out a
no. But if you could no, if you just save that to your
well, like you just pulled it over and saved it.
Yeah, I downloaded it, yeah. Saved it, and posted
if
it.
If you put it as a PDF and blow it up, you can read it all.
Okay, I'll have to do that. Then.
Yeah, but he that was done by Kurt Meyer, who's teaches down at the College of the Mainland. He and I used to teach together at San Jacinto. And he, when the show first started, I don't know if you guys remember, but he would send stuff like that all the time of all of us. Whenever we'd do something goofy, he would turn us into a superhero. So really does high quality work. He's a terrific designer. And he actually designed the logo for Houston Sports and stuff too. So he's a talented dude, man. Oh, he also, you know what? I forgot about this. He did the cover of Acing Racing, the horse with the, you know, so really thought that he would do a great job on this. And it's going to be cool. We're going to sell these posters, which, and all that money is going to go to the Hunter Club. So this is going to be a cool thing for you to get. And I think you guys are going to like it. And we're going to raise money once again for a good cause. For all the people who think that we're scumbags all the time, we actually do try to participate in things like this. And yeah, I'm excited about it, man. I think that's going to sell well.
Yep.
That looks like something I would buy at Bedrock City Comics. Like I would walk in and see that and say, dude, I'm buying that. In fact, I'm going to buy one. And then we're going to do a signing out there too. All right. Well, we got a What Are the Odds Wednesday tomorrow. We have, we're kind of starting to slow down in the sports world. It really hit me that college football, we got Army Navy left.
Yeah.
It's about it until we get into the bowl.
By the way, Army's uniforms look badass.
Oh, yeah, the World War II ones.
I always cheer for Army. That's if it comes down to like which college football program do I care about the most, like would I like to see win the most, it's Army. And unfortunately, they always suck. Although this year they're better than normal, but I still don't think they have a chance in hell.
Aren't they bowl eligible?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But they're going to look good. They're gonna look good doing it.
Well,
I'll give them that.
I will just say, this kind of rivalry game I wouldn't touch. But Navy lost that good quarterback.
Yeah,
and
listen, if there's a
they
chance,
lost two key guys in that game against Temple.
Yep, and it's at West Point. If they've had a chance, or no, I guess it's in Baltimore again.
Yeah.
If they've had a chance, this is it. Their guys, Navy's beat up. Army's got a pretty. I mean, they don't want to say they got a good team. They got a decent team, given what they are. Of course, Navy's also pretty good this year too.
Yeah, no, and Navy's a really good team that just happens to be on with their third quarterback now.
Good,
and that's
good.
And coming off a very very tough physical game against Temple. Hey,
but
guys,
Army will have cooler uniforms for sure.
Yeah, those uniforms are badass, I have to say. All right, guys, if you're driving around in a car right now, we know you got a car payment, and we're going to help you with that. Well, we're not going to help you with that. SlashMyPayments.com is going to help you with that because that's what they've done for the people. They recently dropped a payment to $65 a month. That's saving them $4,555 that don't
that's
have to pay.
That's crazy. Money.
Dropped another rate from 7.12% to 4.25%. Because what they're doing, by getting you a new loan, they're basically taking away that dealer profit. Because the dealers will mark up your rate, sometimes 2 to 3 points over what you really qualify for. And that can be $2,000 or $3,000 in interest that you're paying that's just pure dealer profit. They shouldn't be allowed to do that. Well, Slash My Payments is going to take that away and give it right back to you where it belongs.
Yeah, you've worked for your credit score. The dealer has not. Why should he get that money instead of you? It doesn't make sense. Refinance your current auto loan at slashmypayments.com. It's very simple. It takes a couple minutes to do it. Slashmypayments.com, enter the promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're well on your way, guys. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.